So I think part of the point of that paper was to sort of make the case that if you really believed the competitive model of the labor market, one in which like workers are infinitely movable across firms, where firms just kind of have to take a market price as given and just have to pay that price, and don't have to worry about using the wage to provide incentives to recruit and retain workers, to screen workers, that it kind of requires the kind of property rights over people that slavery secured for you. So you need to have that kind of ignoring all of the things about a person that makes them a person, all of their idiosyncratic attachments to family, to places, to the kinds of tasks that they like doing, that they don't like doing. You just ignore all of that. You just like move bodies around in space according to where the productivity is the highest. And that's peculiarly American slavery, which is so much more commercial than a lot of slavery in Latin America, for example. And so that was kind of the point of that exercise. And what your question got me thinking is that there's a generic method there, which is that you want to think about what are the government prerequisites for a given model. Like what has to be in place in the background for this model to be applicable? Not just government, but just like what about an institutional and what about an institutional context? Like, what are the assumptions about what's going on in the background that makes the model applicable? And as I think we probably both agree, I think one of the things CORE does very well is kind of present economics as like a library of models where you're kind of adapting a different model to a different problem. And that kind of idea that like, no, you can't just use the market for cars and just sort of pretend that that's the same as the market for labor. There is really something it's institutionally different about those things. And I think that's a kind of a great way to get students to pay attention to models, is that like what you know, you have to ask students, even interest students, that if you want them to not believe that this is just a pile of abstract nonsense, it's like under what real world conditions could this abstract nonsense be applicable, and where would it be different? And so, you know, the market for oil does probably look reasonably competitive. The market for carrots probably looks really reasonably competitive. Does this go over into the market for you know, labor or capital? Probably not. And so you can, I think you can engage students in a real interesting way by exactly having bring their knowledge of the real world into dialogue with the model.